This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been nearly 10 years since the official end of the Great Recession, the worst period of economic decline since the 1930s. Yet cities and towns across the state are still struggling with their finances. With a new governor and new faces in the state legislature, we wanted to see how our leaders might help local governments. Here with us is Eric Scorsone, associate professor and director of the Extension Center for Local Government Finance and Policy at Michigan State University. Eric also served as senior deputy state treasurer in the Snyder administration. Here we are, Eric, at the start of 2019. How would you characterize the financial health of Michigan cities and towns?
Well, I think certainly things are better right now than they've been in a number of years. That's not totally surprising given the strength of the economy in Michigan. So I think we can say, for the short term at least, things are better. Cities, counties are healthier. But there still remain a lot of challenges and problems that are, you know, underlying, that have been there a long time, and they haven't really gone away.
And what would those be? What do you see as the main issues that local municipalities are facing?
Well, I'd pick a couple. I think one, we still face a lot of restrictions on the property tax and other tax sources that continue to restrain the ability of cities and other communities to raise revenues that are adequate to what they really need, especially for infrastructure. I think, secondly, we still have the real burden of legacy costs from pension and health care systems that have been significantly underfunded for many years, that are still there and going to be an ongoing issue. Third, I mean, we talk a lot about roads and in this campaign, but most of those roads are owned by local governments, and they're still having a very hard time maintaining that infrastructure. So that remains a big risk in the long term for us.
Eric, can you give us an example of a city that just leaps to mind facing troubles because of financial stress and how it's suffering?
Yeah, sure. One would be the city of Wayne, down in what we call downriver area of Wayne County. They've lost about 45% of their tax base from the Great Recession. So if you think about losing, you know, half your revenue of any business, how tremendously difficult that would be. They have significant legacy cost burdens that are unfunded. And it's a community that's an older community, you know, has a Ford plant, but, you know, has been hurting economically. I will say community leaders have done a pretty good job trying to maintain stability under very difficult conditions, but that is a community that I would certainly put up. It's not a typical name you hear, but, you know, a good example of how our system is probably not working nearly as well as it should be.
When you say that Wayne lost 45% of its tax base during the Great Recession, here we are, how many years out of the Great Recession, and the hangover is still there?
Yeah, and that's a function of laws more than anything. I mean, I'm not exactly sure where their property values stand, but the thing is, with Proposal A from 1994, once you lose that tax base, it's very hard to get it back. It could take decades, literally. I think I estimated for some places it may be 30 years before that tax base comes back. You know, that's really difficult because, you know, other than new development, like new homes, which a place like Wayne is not getting, you're really going to take a long time to regrow the base. And then your other revenue sources, like state revenue sharing, aren't growing very fast, you know, maybe 1% or 2% a year. So it's a difficult situation for a community like that.
So what about solutions? Because here we have a new governor, we have new faces in the state legislature. What are steps that Lansing could take to help these local governments, cities like Wayne?
Yeah, I think, number one, we need to really rethink and get some more funding into revenue sharing. I think that'll help a lot of communities. Statutory revenue sharing in particular needs to be funded at a better level. Now, that's not easy because the state budget has a lot of stress on it from a lot of different sources, so that has to be looked at in the mix of everything. But for a lot of these communities that are struggling, you know, raising local taxes, they've done that a lot. And the problem is their tax burdens may be very high locally to the point where they really can't do a lot more with that. And so I think the state has to help kick in more. We used to do that in the 70s with revenue sharing. We would, if you tried hard locally, then we would give you essentially more money. So I think the formula needs to be looked at. There needs to be more money put in. And the state needs to give more tools to address legacy costs. And obviously on infrastructure, road funding, the governor has obviously made a major push to think about that. So hopefully that will help the community. My other concern is locally, if you raise taxes too much, you know, do you end up getting foreclosures and things that some of the low-income households, they just can't afford these taxes or fees? And so, you know, we really want to be careful not to do too much of that either.
And so they can't raise taxes, and God knows from the recession onward, I dare say it's safe to say costs have been cut to the bone and then some?
Absolutely. We've lost thousands of local government workers. Yes, there's been some changes in technology that help local government, but generally speaking, you need workers on the ground to do things, to plow the streets, to patrol the streets. There's just not enough. And, you know, of course, like anything, there's some communities that are fine and doing fine, and then there's a lot of communities that aren't. And there's just too many in my mind, especially when you think about some of these where there's a lot of concentrated poverty, like in a Saginaw or a Flint or even Detroit for that matter. That just exacerbates these problems for these communities. So there's just too many communities that have been left behind that need assistance. And I think I'm optimistic that this governor will start addressing these issues and putting forward plans that we really need to start thinking about.
And to that point, Eric Scarsone, you were in Rick Snyder's administration. You've been in Lansing. You've seen how policy can get waylaid by politics. What do you think it'll take to cut through the politics and come up with action that could provide relief for cities and towns?
At least initially, we've seen some good bipartisan thinking in Lansing, and I think we need to continue that way where, you know, if you can build consensus, there is a problem. And I think more and more people in the business community and other areas of the state have recognized we have a problem with how we're funding our municipalities. That is impacting public services, public health, very directly. And so I hope that in a bipartisan way, people can start to say, let's make sure we're getting more funding. If we need to have it targeted, so be it, into specific areas, because it's not just about balancing budgets. It's also about protecting public health. Obviously, we have divided government in Michigan,
right.
So it's going to have to be bipartisan. That would be my approach, is let's get everyone on the same page that we do have issues. And we did that with the legacy cost issue when I was with the governor. We built consensus with unions and management and others. There were problems. We didn't agree on the solutions, and that's okay, but at least we all did agree there was a problem there that had to be addressed.
So it starts people down the road.
Absolutely, yeah.
What could our cities and our towns, these ones that are so financially stressed, what could they look like if these problems are left unaddressed? I guess I'm wondering, what should cause our leaders to lose sleep at night?
Great question, and I think there are some things that should keep people up at night. I mean, I think if we have more communities that end up in situations like Flint or Detroit were a few years ago, that would be very problematic for our state. Do people want to live here? Do businesses want to move here? I mean, you don't want that negative image out there of a city going under, facing bankruptcy or another infrastructure disaster. I mean, these things are all potentials right now. If you don't fund things adequately, you know, we know things can happen that are very problematic or negative. And so I would strongly say, okay, you don't have a crisis today, but it's there, and there's real issues and real risks. These are things we shouldn't want, and we should get ahead of them, and we should do it collaboratively between the state and local government. The state doesn't always know everything. The state should work collaboratively with locals to say, let's get ahead of these problems, let's be proactive, and let's help give you some tools to help you address your problems, and we'll be there as a partner. Because there's just been too much animosity between the state and locals in the last 10 years, and that's just not helpful to anyone.
Eric Scarsone, who is director of the Extension Center for Local Government Finance and Policy at Michigan State University. Eric, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.